Hi, it's Phil Hendry for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Website for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Merch store for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Subscriptions for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Everything. And there is a lot there when you go to our website. First, you have to have a subscription if you want to listen to the over 40,000, 45,000 plus hours of downloadable material there. We have our classic radio show, all of our netcasts, all of our video casts. We got a lot, okay? And to listen to all of that, you need a backstage pass, of course, but you also have access to our home movies, to all of the podcasts that we've done over the years, and I'm running out of gas right now. I need to get some oxygen. That's right. There is so much to listen to. In fact, I just sort of strained looking for the... Why don't you both sit down? You both look like you're about to fall down. This is General Galen Shaw. Years ago, I forgot where I was.
This is Bud Dickman. Let me just... I'll do it.
I got my air back. So subscribe to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Get that subscription. Join us in the merch store. All kinds of great stuff at the merch store. We just gave away 12 shot glasses. Now, these are not available at our merch store. The shot glasses, the legacy shot glasses. Unfortunately, folks, that's the bitter end. That's the end of the line for those, man. We do not have those. Not no more. However, there are other wonderful things, like the coffee mug, all right? Yeah, that's right. We have our coffee mugs and other marvelous stuff like our T-shirts, Phil Hendry Show merch like our mouse pads, and all of the different guests and characters we've had on the program. Margaret, you have your T-shirt.
Yes, my newspaper column, A Little Bird Told Me, and...
All right, that's enough of that.
My newspaper column, A Little Bird Told Me...
Ah, my ears! My ears!
Put it down, Margaret.
Here, put this down.
What? Anyway, get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show today, if not today, at the very latest tomorrow. And if you go past tomorrow without one, all right, we'll stretch it out another couple of days. But you got to get one within the next 48 hours. If you don't do that, okay, we'll give you 3 days.
But that's it.
That's it, unless...
Yeah, unless... We'll give it to the end of the week.
Yeah, the end of the year.
And now, Cavco Productions presents Arse Gardner. And the Arse Gardner Show. Arse Gardner, who refuses to change his first name. In fact, his nickname is Ass. Arse Gardner, who uses no discourse markers or filler words, meaning he never says or any word like that. And if he does, he'll stop and they'll start all over again. Arse Gardner.
Thanks very much. Shit. I said thanks very much. Start again.
And now, Arse Gardner.
Thanks very, very much, Dick Threlkell. I appreciate your introing me. As you can see, I stop and start and make a very big deal out of the use of any. I just said,
You idiot!
This is Arse Gardner, and welcome to the Arse Gardner Show. Thank you very much, Dick Threlkell. And as you know, I don't use any discourse markers. I don't use any filler words. I don't say or stutter or stumble or anything like that throughout the course of my show. It's what I'm known for. It's what I'm proud of. And for people that don't get it, for people that don't have patience for it, what can I tell you? Maybe you just don't have anything in your life that you've actually achieved. What do you think about that? Now with me tonight are some of the staff members from the Phil Hendry Show who have agreed to assist me. Bud Dickman.
Thank you.
And General Galen Shaw. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you said, you're a real mess, aren't you?
Fuck.
This is Arse Gardner, and welcome to the Arse Gardner Show. I don't use any filler words or discourse markers. I don't say, and if I do, I start all over again. Welcome to the show. Tonight we have as a special guest Don Berman. Don Berman is the news anchor at Channel 19 News, who has been extremely vocal in the last 48 to 72 hours concerning Phil Hendry playing his parody bits and different sketches that he did about the Art Bell Show. It has been 3 years since Mr. Bell passed on, and Mr. Hendry, to mark that, to memorialize Mr. Bell, he has rolled out his parodies and, shit.
God damn it, when am I going to get on this show?
Sorry, man. You just said,
I could spank it and get to it.
I'm going to spank. Hold on, back up. Don't go for the kid. Go. And now, Arse Gardner.
Thank you very much, Dick Threlkell. This is Arse... Fucking... Do it again. Thanks very much, Dick Threlkell. This is Arse Gardner. I don't use filler words. I don't use discourse markers. I don't say, or any of those kinds of things. I am fluid. I am smooth. I am uninterruptedly great, if you want my honest opinion about my abilities. And I say that also knowing that I will stop, and I have stopped at least two times tonight, and begin again when I use a discourse marker or mess up, to use the vernacular, at any point. I'm very proud to be on hand tonight with the members of the Phil Henry Show staff, Bud Dickman.
Hi.
General Galen Shaw.
Yes, sir.
Margaret Gray.
Thank you.
I'm Ars Gardner, and yes, I use as a nickname, Ass. And that's because I'm proud of the name that I was given. No, I did not use a discourse marker. I saw your eyebrow arch.
No, I thought I heard you go,
See, you just used, I'm saying that as a quote. I'm not saying that as an actual discourse marker, Mr. Dickman.
Well, okay.
Just take it easy, bud. We've got it.
You were saying.
You just went,
fuck!
I'm taking over.
Oh, yeah, right.
Look, Gardner, you suck, okay?
What is the point of it, Arse? Because your name is Arse, you refuse to change your name. What is the point of all of this, not using discourse markers? Yes, you do. You've stopped four times already.
You people have got to get with it, man. We're with it already, Arse. I'm telling Phil, and I'm going to recommend that the others here with me say the same thing. We don't want you on this platform. You'll hear from my lawyer. First thing in the morning, you'll be sorry.
I don't think so.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Bud, would you?
I got to host the show. I'm the one host of the show. You show him out.
Oh, God. Go on. Come on, Arse.
And now, from the El Pacifico studios of the Phil Henry Show, this is the Phil Henry Show with me, Bud Dickman.
I'm Margaret Gray.
And General Shaw.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm General Galen Shaw, and we've just thrown Arse Gardner out in the street.
And welcome to tonight's show. Mr. Henry is on assignment.
No, he's not.
What he was supposed to say.
Phil Henry is not on assignment. He has the sniffles. There's something wrong with him. There's something mentally wrong with Phil.
Margaret, goddamn, it's great.
I want to get it said. Turn that down. I don't know what's wrong with him, but I think there's something up from the neck up with Phil Henry. He has been very, very difficult to inspire, to rouse to the task, to get into the show. I don't get it.
Well, we're trying to right now figure it out.
He called earlier and said, Bud, you take it. First, he asked Arse Gardner to fill in because he thought Arse deserved the shot. You heard what that did.
He's still hanging around.
He's hanging around up front. Hey, Arse, I'm waiting for a cab. I don't want you hanging around too long out front, okay?
I mean, we don't want to treat people like that, but...
Yeah, we have to.
Anyway, as I was saying, Phil Henry has been behaving... Yes, he's on assignment. We sent him out of town. I believe he's actually just up the coast, somewhere around the Cliff House, and in his car, listening to music, reading.
You know, we're not really sure what's going on with him, other than the fact that I think he's missing his girlfriend.
Well, he's going to have to get over that, okay? He's going to have to get over that one.
Job is great. And the guy...
He's going to have to get... grow the hell up, Phil. Your girlfriend will be out here soon enough.
Well, in the meantime...
Yeah, in the meantime, it's me, Bud Dickman, along with General Shaw and Margaret Gray. Our first guest this evening... speaking of Mr. Henry, has been very vocal, has talked about Mr. Henry and everything of him playing his Art Bell bits. It's Don Berman.
Don Berman.
Hello, Don.
Yes, thank you.
Knock it off, bud.
Sorry, somebody's got to...
You can do that, and that's enough.
God almighty, if this is the way it's going to be.
It's fine.
Mr. Berman, thank you very much. I'm sorry. I'm going to be interviewing you.
Yeah, can I interrupt and say something?
No, you may not.
Excuse me?
No, you may not. Just go.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I know what you're going to ask. Why is Bud Dickman...
That's exactly right.
Well, the reason why I am, guess what? Because Mr. Henry said so.
Well...
Mr. Henry said so.
Yes, he did.
Phil said Bud should take the reins on this one.
I assumed I would be interviewed by Arse Gardner. What happened?
Well, if you want Arse Gardner, he's standing outside on the highway waiting for a cab. You can go out and join him.
Well, what is that about?
Look, Don, we're in the middle of a show.
All right, I'm sorry. God, Jesus, H. Christ.
You want to watch the language, too. I mean, we're on a show right now, and there's people, there's Christians.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. Like, you people care about that.
I beg your pardon. We are on the air.
All right.
Mr. Berman, I mean, if you don't want to be here...
I've already got the speech there from General Shaw. Okay.
Mr. Berman, Don Berman, Channel 19 News, joining us. the reason why I have you on a show here tonight and the reason why we want to talk to you on a show tonight, okay?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Come on, bud. It's to ask you about certain comments you made. You were overheard in the production facilities of Channel 19 News. You're saying, what's Phil Henry, and we got the quote right here. Why is Phil Henry butt-licking Art Bell's memory, and why is Phil Henry butt-licking it?
You know, that's not even an accurate quote.
Well, did you say that?
Yes, I did say, why is Phil Henry butt-licking it? I didn't say, why is he butt-licking it?
Well, what did you mean by that?
Yeah, what did you mean by that?
Aren't you going to say the same thing?
All right, what did you mean by that?
Well?
What did I mean by that? All right, I'll say it. Phil Henry last week rolled out three shows filled with Art Bell parody material, and each one was more enthusiastically received than the prior. It was a very successful week. People enjoyed the rollout, and obviously Phil Henry played to that. Now, what was he doing? What he was doing was rolling out these parodies so he could kiss ass.
Yeah? So he could kiss ass on what? The Art Bell fans?
Well, a certain segment of his audience. Phil Henry is known for doing the funny character voices and for, in the days gone by, the phone call bits that he did on his show where he fooled everyone. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, he did. He'd get a lot of those, so why? Why the complaint now?
Because now he's rolling out, these aren't phone call bits, it's Art Bell. It's a bad impression of Art Bell doing some really suspect humor.
Well, what is suspect about it? People think it's very funny.
Well, here's what's suspect about it. The whole thing, east of the Rockies, south of the Rockies, they beat that into the ground until if it was a human being, it would have been beaten beyond all recognition. Okay, then he comes along and, I don't know, man.
Yeah, see, your main problem.
God, talk much, man. The guy's all like,
hey, look at Berman. I won't stand for anybody making fun of the kid.
Don, be a professional, all right, for a change.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, you're knocking the kid. Stick to the point.
I'm professional always, okay?
So what I'm asking you here.
What are you asking me?
I'm asking you here right now.
I don't know whether you can hear it or not, but there's a dog barking out there.
So what?
Yeah, so what? I mean, we're in the middle of the interview.
Generally, it's
Yeah, what about it?
It's generally considered to be... That is not...
Well, you just grabbed the microphone and it squeaked.
I got something else I can grab, too, you know.
Hey, Mr. Berman, you know, you don't... We're the ones that do the humor.
What?
Oh, wow. So I even said something...
Berman, stick with it and forget about the production values and the sound effects and whether or not we've got a soundproof boo. If there's a dog barking, there's a dog barking.
A soundproof boo?
You know what I said.
What's the complaint about Mr. Henry when you say that he's, you know...
What I just said. I said the guy is... I think he's going cheap, looking for audience and looking for downloads and looking for love, as the song goes, in all the wrong places, as he is playing these Art Bell bits back ad nauseum, obviously licking...
You don't like... So you think Henry is getting down on his hands and knees and licking butt, groveling for audience, and not being sincere?
What is insincere about Phil playing some of the bits that he made famous?
Because it's not current material. Because he's reaching into the past for bits that he already did to try to get the audience pumped up.
Well, you know what? Those are bits that he could probably update. And,
oh, yeah, right. So now he's going to go back to doing Art Bell bits? Art Bell passed on in 2018. Art Bell is no longer with us. And I doubt seriously, I really doubt seriously, whether members of his fan base, particularly hardcore members of his fan base, and let me just say this, members of his inner circle, members of Art Bell's circle of friends, and perhaps even family, I don't know that they would receive very well Mr. Henry lampooning further the memory of Art Bell.
Well, hold on. Yeah, there. You feel better?
Look, you don't have to applaud, but what I just said made a lot of sense.
Well, look it. What this is really about, and I happen to have the notes here, because we've got, as you know, contacts inside of Channel 19.
And I demand to know who they are, please.
No, you will not.
No, I won't tell you that.
We're protecting our sources here, Berman.
I demand to know.
We will not do it, and no, we're not going to do it.
Oh, okay.
Berman, look,
We're not going to reveal a source.
What are you all of a sudden? Woodward and Bernstein, I'm the guy that does news.
And it doesn't make any difference. Someone inside the newsroom, and they don't contact us often, but they felt we needed to know that you, Don, have been planning a number of news specials. Here is...
Well, hold on to that phone,
I've got the phone. Don Berman, you are preparing a four-part series on the drought.
I can tell you exactly what we're doing. And what Phil Henry should be interviewing on his show is not... should be me, not the memory of Don Berman. Not even interviewing, the memory of Don Berman.
Yeah. Who's confused? No wonder you wanted Ars Gardner to interview you.
Look, here's the story that I'm trying to lay out for you people. Phil Henry could be interviewing me. We got a four-part series on the potential drought.
Yeah, wow.
Geez, that's exciting.
Oh, you don't forget.
No, what else?
We got a four-part series. We got another on the effects on fire season, and we have a nice three-part series on whale watching.
And Phil's going to, he's going to crap can the Art Bell bits for that?
What's wrong with that? Oh, God, this is actual news. This is actual reporting on current events, things that he could have been interviewing me.
Instead, Mr. Henry was observing the passing of Art Bell.
Art Bell died in 2018, Art Bell passed on. 3 years ago, I, as much as anyone, honor his memory. I, as much as anyone, wish Art was still with us. By God, do I wish he was still with us so we could actually hear the real thing and not Phil Henry, not Phil Henry's version of it, is what I'm trying to say.
All right, so, but the reason why you got upset and why you're on the program here tonight is you felt that Phil stiffed you and instead decided to roll with these Art Bell replays.
I know he did, because I was told, at least by you, Bud, you said Mr. Henry'd have me on.
I said, Mr. Henry, think about it. I said, what do you got? You told me. I said, okay, let me think about it, and then I'll run it by Mr. Henry.
You think about it. Oh, man.
Bud intercedes on all of these things. He's one of the producers of the show. So, of course, he's got to think about it.
Well, are you telling me you're the Phil Henry Show producer?
Yeah, in a manner of speaking, yeah.
What does that mean, in a manner of speaking?
We all are. We all contribute, and we are all gatekeepers, if you will, and we run this stuff by Mr. Henry. And when Bud heard about what you had, what'd you do, Bud?
I thought about it, and I thought, you know what? It ain't making it. I kind of did the...
He gave me the high sign, which is generally he pretends like he's wiping with something and pretends like he's throwing it.
Oh, is that what you did, huh?
That's just...
It's just the language we have around here. We've got shorthand.
Yeah. What I do is General Shaw said, what about Don Berman? And I did the wipe and the throw.
He does it. We wipe and then we throw.
You wipe... You wipe and then you throw. That's what you did with my suggestion.
Look, Don, you have Channel 19. They're going to roll out all these things.
I wanted to promote it. Promote it.
Good for you. Quit sounding like, this ain't Showboat, okay? So knock it off. Oh,
is that racist?
How's that racist? You're not even black.
What? Don Berman is our guest here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Coming up is Bob Green on his career dancing at bachelorette parties. Stay tuned, won't you?
Wait a minute, what is this? This is Don Berman, Channel 19 News, inviting you to join me tomorrow night with Ashley Cam, Up With People, Cindy Burbaki, and Goldie Showers with the Sports on the Channel 19 News at 8:30, 9, and 9:30. Then at 10, a special report on the drought. At 10:30, a report on the drought and how it might cause fires. At 11, a report on fire season. And at 11:30, what's it like to be really thirsty? At midnight, water. Is it good for us? Yes. And at 12:30, the essence of life, water, and its uses in weight loss. Then at 1 o'clock, it's sports. Don Berman, Channel 19 News, getting it said, Brasada Galabardia. And now, back to the Phil Henry Show with special guest host, Bud Dickman.
Thanks very much. It's been a while since we had Bob Green in studio, but we're happy to have Bob Green in studio. Bob Green's a CEO of Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. And Mr. Green has a new book out called I Danced, My Life Trying to Get Out from Behind an Apron. And it's great to have you with us, Bob.
Thanks very much.
And so you danced while you were a grocer?
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, I was on the program talking about that once or twice on the Phil Henry Show, talking about dancing at bachelorette parties.
Because, you know, Coach Dozier danced early on in his career.
I'm familiar with Coach Dozier. He danced in nightclubs. He did ballroom dancing. He danced at events. His dancing career, in between coaching gigs, was a bit more sophisticated. And you might say it was a little bit more high profile. My dancing was strictly at bachelorette parties. And the reason why I wrote the book, I Danced, My Life Trying to Get Out from Behind an Apron, is because I wanted people to know that there was a time that I danced at bachelorette parties and women would throw money at me.
Now, Bob, you danced at bachelorette parties, but there was a little proviso.
Yeah, there was a catch, right?
Well, yes.
The catch was I danced at bachelorette parties, but I never removed my clothes.
No, is that because you're 5'6", you know, and eyes of blue. I mean, not eyes of blue. But
I'm 5'6", and I've got green eyes. What's that got to do with anything? Well, I think what we're saying is, are women actually found you attractive, or?
Well, Bob, come on. You never took your clothes off. What did you do?
I was in a three-piece suit, and when the music played, and we have an example of your music here.
Yeah, this is the music that you brought to us.
All right, this is Caravan, right? This is Caravan. This is the music that I did right here.
Hey, Bob's getting up now. You gonna give us an example of it?
Let's get up. Now, I'm wearing right now, as you can see, I'm wearing a three-piece suit. A lot of the folks at home can't see it. But I have on this jacket, three-piece, and a vest. Yes, you have on a jacket, a vest, pants, and one of those are zippered boots. Yeah?
Okay.
Let me tell you what, my man. These are Italian, $500 a pair.
Okay.
So.
All right, so go ahead, Bob.
All right. If you guys could start it again.
Let me start this again. This is Bob Green. This was at bachelorette parties.
Yeah, and I heard the way you talked to Don Berman. I can assure you I'm not that much of a light touch. You know, that kind of treatment.
Bob, we didn't treat Don Berman in any way that was disrespectful. We tried to give him the truth. We're not going to be disrespectful to you.
All right, but I know because I'm 5'6" in a three-piece suit. Let me tell you, this all comes from my faith. Not anymore, but at one time, I had a girlfriend who was very important to me. I almost married her, and she was very religious, and so was I. And when I started dancing at bachelorette parties, I had the idea that I would dance at bachelorette parties and not take my clothes off as a way of being respectful to her religion. Now, how does this happen? Where did the conversation take place that you said, I think I'll dance at bachelorette parties? Because I was getting sick and tired, as I have been for most of my life, standing in a produce section, stinking of onion and celery.
Yeah, well, you've said that before, and you're not satisfied with it.
I like my job as a CEO. I don't like being down on the floor, smelling like artichoke, and hustling cobs of corn.
Oh, I get it. Okay. So here you are. You're fully clothed.
I'm going to stay fully clothed. Well, I'll give you an example of, I don't take my clothes off. Go ahead and cue it if you could. Yeah. Here it is here. All right, now Bob is, you're going to start. Here we go. Yeah. All right, Bob's twirling his coat. He's taking his jacket off.
Hey. And so this is the music, and when do the women start throwing the money?
Hold on for a minute. So I'm twirling my jacket, see?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I just threw it.
And you're kind of doing a hip shake and a side. Oh, you're kind of dancing to the side with a hip shake.
And this is what I say to the women, because I say, ladies, I don't know if they told you, but I'm not going to take my clothes off. I'm just going to, that's all that I'm going to do is take my clothes off. Take my jacket off. Yeah, and this is the part where I do a spin. Oh, that's very, look, he just spun a 360.
Uh-huh. Holy God, what'd you think of that? Went down into a split.
Yeah. All right.
And the women are throwing the money.
Well, this is what I say to them. This is when you should be throwing me money.
And do they?
Yes, they do. They throw a couple of bucks. Well, my question is, were you making a lot of money doing this? The reason why I'm killing music, will you, if you don't mind, thank you.
Whew. You worked up a sweat there.
I did. The reason why I'm on the show tonight to talk about is the book that I wrote. That's right. Did I make money? What I'm trying to show is that I'm well-rounded. I said to Bud early, don't ask me a lot of questions about how much money I made because...
Because you didn't make that much money.
I didn't say that at all. I never said that. They threw money. And
well, let's be honest. They threw money and then asked you to leave, right?
Jesus H. I think that's an extremely insulting assumption to make.
Bob, we're just asking.
I guess it's not important. The fact is you did this. Yeah, I did do it. And yes, they did throw money. I had more than one gig.
How many gigs did you have?
How many gigs?
I had a couple of gigs. Okay. So you did exactly two gigs. You did exactly two gigs dancing.
Yes, I did.
And before you judge me, watch this.
Woo!
What about it? I'd appreciate very much you kill it. I don't like you walking up to me and grinding it like that. I never touched you.
Well, it looked like you were going to start grinding it into her.
That's what you're supposed to do at a bachelorette dance. Not directly into my face, Bob.
Oh, man.
Well, that's what you looked like you was going to do.
I was, yeah, but I wasn't going to do it because... Can I have the music back? Here we go.
So, Bob, you had a career as a dancer at bachelorette parties, two gigs. They threw money. How much did you make?
I don't want to get into that because I can see what you people are here. The book is called I Danced My Life Trying to Get Out from Behind an Apron. It's on sale now.
Now, can they get it on Amazon?
Not yet. I'm getting ready to roll it out there. But we do have our website up and running, so we got pre-orders available. And I think a lot of people are going to learn a lot about Bob Green, see? Because I heard you talking about Don Berman. I've been hearing all this talk about Art Bell. Bob Green has something to say.
Now, Bob, you also have the podcast Bob Green Today.
That is right.
And that is your take on the news as you stride into town.
Oh, this is the one. Frank enjoys your podcast very much, Bob. Thank you. Please thank Frank for me. I will. This is where you stride into town to the music of Clint Eastwood, wearing chaps. Well, they hit that one too hard. Yes, you're supposed to envision me as the sheriff loaded with information and opinion, as I walk into town wearing chaps.
You always talk about wearing chaps. What's that about?
It's about looking like a
cowboy.
Yeah, looking like a cowboy. What do you think it's about? Wow. What a mind you got.
Well, all right, well, Bob, listen, this is great. And,
yeah, sure.
It really is, Bob. It really, honestly is. What do you want me to do? Dance out of here?
Well, that would look good. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Woo!
Bob Green is dancing out of the studio now, swinging his hips.
Yeah. I know you're laughing at me. I don't give a shit.
You want to watch the language on our podcast, if you don't mind.
Don't forget, folks, order up my book. All right, you can leave now. I was giving you a little ass shake. Bob, you're just not that hot. Don't worry about it. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
There goes Bob Green here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved at Podcast One. Mr. Hendry will be back on Wednesday. He's been on assignment.
No, he hasn't, for God.
Phil Hendry is out on assignment.
Oh, so you're saying that to piss me off, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Guess who's still out front? Gardner.
Hey, Arse, what the hell are you doing?
I'm waiting for a cab.
I'll give him a ride.
Thanks, Bob.
Cut.
Get in the car with you. You don't have any pants on.